Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today is a beautiful day for us Orthodox Russian people especially, because today the Church is celebrating the Saint John of Kronstadt. Today, Saint John of Kronstadt, the father of Kronstadt, he was a priest, archpriest in the Russian land of the when it was under the Monarchies under the Tsar, and he had, when he was a child, he had a thought of, when he grows up, he would like to become a priest, and he would become a priest and go and preach to the Asiatic people that were still not Christianized, and but then. And right from the beginning, he had a little hard time in coping in this world. He was not able to learn. The father was a reader in the church, and the mother, and they sent him to school to learn. And at that time, when they sent him to school, they had to pay for it. And the child, John, just could not seem to comprehend the reading and the writing, and just didn't make any sense to him. He just was not able to do it, and it was distressing him very much. And finally, he had cried out his heart to the Lord, he went down on his knees and cried to the Lord to help him so that he can start to understand the wisdom and the ability to be able to understand what people are teaching, and the how to read and how to write. And he fell asleep. And the next morning when he went to school, all of a sudden everything cleared up. And he was able to truly understand everything that was taught over there. And before long, from the last out of the pupils, he's become the first. And he finished the school, the early schools, and then went to seminary and went to the academy. Of the spiritual academy, and he finished with the best grades over there, because the Lord was helping him, and he depended on the Lord. He knew that the Lord is his helper, that without the Lord he could not function. And this he learned in his early age when he was a little boy. And my beloved, this is what he tried to teach everybody. He wanted to go to preach far away, but he saw the terrible need right then, even of the people in Kronstadt and people in around right here in our country. And I wonder what he would think today, what need is today of preaching. I'm sure that he would have said that there's no place to go, but you have to try to reach the Russian people, because they have went so far away from the truth, from the truth. And my beloved, he had helped us so much. He has helped us so much. He has written a book, which is in two volumes, of the My Life in Christ. And this is something that I wholly recommend every person, woman, man, and child, to start to study that after the Gospel. After, of course, the Gospel and the writings of the Epistle, after the New Testament, to read and to study My Life in Christ. Because My Life in Christ is a guidance for us in the, for the spiritual life. He had shown us a way. He has shown us a way how to put into actually deeds the life of the Gospel. We are told by the Church that we must live according to the Gospel. We should not live according to the standards of this world, but we should live according to the Gospel. And this is what St. John of Kronstadt elaborately shows to us, how we can do it. And read My Life in Christ. Read it on a daily basis, just like you have to read, and I have to read the Gospel and the Epistles on a daily basis. So we should read also My Life in Christ over and over again, just like we do of the Gospel. Every year we have to read through the Gospel officially through the churches twice a year. And we should do that much, or at least, well, once a year we should go through the whole book, My Life in Christ, so that he help us. As Metropolitan has said to us, that every other page or every second page there is something about the prayer, preaching us, teaching us how to pray, which is the most utmost importance. If we do not learn to pray, then we will not be able to get the help of the Holy Spirit. But and so he gives us the inside of a prayer, St. John of Kronstadt, in his My Life in Christ. So please listen to My Life in Christ. Take St. John of Kronstadt as your own personal spiritual father. It's very difficult to find spiritual fathers today. And that was said in the time of the Tsarist time, was hundreds of years ago. It was said by Fyofan the Great, the Fyofan the Recluse. He said that very few are left spiritual fathers. And yet then we had the Optina elders and a few other ones. And of course, St. John of Kronstadt, but still to the volume of people that were here in Russia, and there was not enough of them. And what can we say today? How much less we have today? And so cling to your spiritual father. Adopt St. John of Kronstadt as your spiritual father. And he sees you in sincerity. He will adopt you. And he will try to help you and try to guide you into the path of salvation through just even reading My Life in Christ. But put those things that he said in there into your heart. Accept them. Don't buck him. Don't buck the words and the thoughts that he says. Accept them as being true, not only for priests and monks, but it's true for you. It's true for you. You have to try to live according to what he says, my beloved. Because all he did is paraphrase the Gospel and the Holy Writings and the Holy Scriptures. And he had only brought attention to those things that were preached by the apostles. My beloved, he has shown a very short time as he became a priest. First of all, of course, as you know, he had gotten married, and he saw in a vision, he saw in a dream that he is going to serve in the cathedral in Kronstadt, and he had St. Peter and Paul, and then he had went, and he had married his wife, but he told her, let us live like brother and sister, let us not live like a husband and wife. And it was very difficult for his wife. For several years he even complained to the bishop, for the bishop to force him to live as a normal husband and wife does. But in the bishop, when he approached him and ordered him to do so, but St. John said, but I gave a vow of chastity. And the bishop said, no, you have to do what I told you, you have to obey. And he walked, and he let him go. And St. John walked away, and the bishop immediately got blind. And he cried out and asked for him to return to him. And St. John returned and asked his prayer for St. John to pray for him that he would be able to see again. And St. John prayed and he saw again. And then he did not demand any more of him to live with his wife as a husband and wife. And after a while, his wife had reconciled with him and saw that he was doing it for the salvation, for the kingdom of heaven. And she has become his helper, his sister that was able and was helping him in all his life. My beloved, our Lord is telling us something through St. John of Kronstadt. It's not to worry about these temporary things, as he had told many, many, many times. I mean, he has said also for those who have big mansions or big buildings and so on, that they should use that to share with the people that have need for it. They should not be egotistically just doing it for themselves. He had opened up a big, big home for the, what he called the Dom Trudolubia, a house of those who that they should love to work, for the working people. It was for the people from outside. He brought them in, and he reminded them what St. Paul had said, that those who do not work do not eat. So he does not want, and the church does not want, of course, us to be idle and not to work for our living. He wants us to strive and to work, not only for sustaining our body here, but most of all to sustain our life, eternal life, to sustain our soul, that needs a work, hard work, for us to be able to make it, to feed the soul. The body doesn't need that much as the soul needs. The soul needs the grace of God through its, because only through the grace of God it lives, and not through the food, and not through the temporary things. It's the body has its need, but even there we pamper the body much more than its needs is. My beloved, we know from the lives of all the saints that actually the man and the woman doesn't need much at all to sustain its life. But the main thing what even the body needs is the prayer life. This is what's needed. And this is essential for the soul. Our soul cannot survive and it cannot make it to heaven in a place where we would like to be with the Lord, where there is no more sorrows and sighing and sicknesses and sorrows, but where there is joy of being with the Lord. But to be with the Lord, we must do as St. John of Cross did. We must learn to love Him here on this earth. If we have not learned to love Him on this earth, we will not make it in the kingdom of heaven. We will have the lot together with the enemy of God, with the demons that hate God, and because this is what's going to happen to us. If we haven't learned while we're here on earth, and we haven't learned to love our Lord, we will absolutely have resentment towards Him. We have hatred towards Him when we say, why didn't you, God, why didn't you force us to become your servants and your slaves so that we can make it to heaven? Well, God doesn't want that. God doesn't want to force us. Just like parents, they don't want to force the children to love them. They want that to come. Love has to be free. It has to come from the heart. Parents want the children to love them because they have that in their heart, because they see that the parents are trying to help the children. But woe unto the world today, because we are living in a time of the Antichrist, as St. Paul had foretold, and he said that at those times children would not listen to the parents. And everything is perverted. The children think that the parents don't love them because they don't do to them and deal with them as they think they should be dealing or should have been dealing with them. And they're holding grudges. And thus they're shutting themselves off from the love. And yet the gospel today says what we have to do. And the gospel says we have to love our enemies. We have to bless those who curse us. We have to do good to those who do us harm. My beloved, St. John of Kronstadt writes about, in the epistle we have from St. John of Love, the epistle of St. John the Bogoslover, John the theologian. And he's also nicknamed as an apostle of love. He says, if we love God, we will love our neighbor, we will love our fellow man. There's no way that we can say we love God and we hate our neighbor. That's not possible. So if you're one of those that think you love God, but you don't love your neighbor, think again. St. John, the apostle, says that it means that you really don't love God, because if you loved God, you would absolutely love your neighbor. And that goes for you if your neighbor happened to be your mother or your father or your brother or your sister. You have to love them if you love God. That's God's will. He had loved you before, or a human being before, he loved God. Don't look for your brother to love you first. Don't look for your sister to love you first. Don't look for your even husband or wife or parents to love you first, or the children to love you first. You love them regardless. You love them. You love them first, as Christ had loved, and God the Father had loved us before we've turned to Him. He loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. To die for us so that we will know that the love that He has for us. And this is what we have to understand. And don't look for somebody to love you. Start to loving somebody else. Then eventually you'll be able to be like St. John of Kronstadt, who had loved everybody and picked up everybody that everybody turned away. But he picked him up with love and was able to, through his love, to bring him about to Christ, to turn him to Christ and to change the life and save many, many souls. And he continues to save many souls with those who really start to listen to what he says in my life in Christ. And this is what we have to try to do, my beloved. Let's try to cling to St. John of Kronstadt, and let's adopt him as our spiritual father also. Even if you have another spiritual father here on earth, but in the heaven, keep him as a spiritual father and start to adhere to what he has spoken. But I'm not saying that that's what he wants, only to pick him. No, no, he wants you to pick up St. John, the Apostle of Love, and all the saints altogether, and all the martyrs, and all the heavenly dwellers, as to be your spiritual guides, as to be your spiritual fathers. And then look how happy you could be, how rich you will be. You not only have one spiritual father, maybe here on earth, but you have multitude of them in the kingdom of heaven. Just try to follow them and follow their lead, how they have entered the kingdom of heaven, and try to mimic them and try to follow them and the path that will lead to the kingdom of heaven, because they all made it. And if they made it, you can make it. And that's, and they are, if you accept them as your guides, they will help you. And St. John of Kronstadt, if you're here to him, as today is a holiday for him, he will be glad to help you. Just cry out to him. May through the prayers of St. John of Kronstadt, which I know, and you know, and we all know that he prays for us, through his prayer, may our Lord Jesus Christ give us that grace through which we'll be able to be saved. Amen. Благословение Господне на вас, такого благодати, человеколюбим, всегда ныне, присно и во веки веков.